Chapter 13. To arrive at night, and where we make the gas start awfully, when we open the front door. We all know the flooring of the passages, and staircases that is too new, and the walls, that are too new, and the house, that is haunted by the ghost of mortar. We all know the doors that have cracked, and the cracked shutters through which we get a glimpse of the disconsolate moon. We all know the new people, who have come to keep the new hotel, and who wish they had never come, and who, inevitable result, wish we had never come. We all know how much too scant and smooth and bright the new furniture is, and how it has never settled down, and cannot fit itself into right places, and will get into wrong places. We all know how the gas, being lighted, shows maps of damp upon the walls. We all know how the ghost of mortar passes into our sandwich, stirs our negus, goes up to bed with us, ascends the pale bedroom chimney, and prevents the smoke from following. We all know how a leg of our chair comes off at breakfast in the morning, and how the dejected waiter attributes the accident to a general greenness pervading the establishment, and informs us, in reply to a local inquiry, that he is thankful, to say he is an entire stranger in that part of the country, and is going back to his own connection on Saturday. We all know, on the other hand, the great station hotel belonging to the company of proprietors, which has suddenly sprung up in the back outskirts of any place we like to name, and where we look out of our palatial windows at little backyards and gardens, old summer houses, fowl houses, pigeon traps, and pixies. We all know this hotel in which we can get anything we want, after its kind, for money, but where nobody is glad to see us, or sorry to see us, or minds our bill paid, whether we come or go, or how, or when, or why, or cares about us. We all know this hotel, where we have no individuality, but put ourselves into the general post, as it were, and are sorted and disposed of according to our division. We all know that we can get on very well indeed at such a place, but still not perfectly well, and this may be, because the place is largely wholesale, and there is a lingering personal retail interest within us that asks to be satisfied. To sum up, my uncommercial traveling has not yet brought me to the conclusion that we are close to perfection in these matters. And just as I do not believe that the end of the world will ever be near at hand, so long as any of the very tiresome and arrogant people who constantly predict that catastrophe are left in it, so, I shall have small faith in the hotel millennium, while any of the uncomfortable superstitions I have glanced at remain in existence. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.